If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
I'm going to ask Brandon Pope to hold my hand for this segment. He's the Emmy Award-winning TV host. He's also on the Mincing Rascal panel. And in the middle of a conversation that we had about DEI last week, he said, they not like us. And I thought, oh, I need to know what that means. And something's going on here that maybe I haven't been paying sufficient attention to. But there is this artist named Drake. And there's this other guy named Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar, the Pulitzer Prize winning halftime entertainer who won all of the Grammys that he was nominated for. He was the halftime show. And one of the songs that has popped, one of the songs made famous now, maybe one of the most famous songs of late, is that song Not Like Us, where it's part of a series of diss tracks between Kendrick Lamar and Drake. I'm not exactly sure who started it, but when my son and I started to count all of the songs that they've battled back and forth, putting each other down, Griffin quickly came up with five, and he said there might be 8 or 10. And the mother of them all, the coup de grace, is that Not Like Us song, which was performed in brief part at the Super Bowl. How am I doing so far, Brandon?
You're doing amazing, man. I was surprised to hear a Drake intro coming in. This has got to be a first.
Oh, and it'll be a last, by the way. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, man. That's great. Great with me. I'm a big Kendrick fan, so I'm with you. Safe to say you're on our side, right?
can you be a fan of both right now, Brandon?
I think you can. There's room for nuance, and there's plenty of people out there, I'm sure, that enjoy both. And, hey, I grew up on both. So, you know, Drake's got good music, but at the end of the day, that battle, I think, was deeper than just two rappers. It was about redefining the culture itself and hip-hop music. Have you ever heard the term culture vulture, John?
Maybe not.
Okay, it's like people that, you know, kind of dive into a culture, appropriate it, don't have much reverence for it.
Right.
They believe Drake is one of those people, and so Kendrick is just a guy who's trying to preserve that history, that legacy. And so that's really what the battle was about to me.
But Drake is arguably the biggest star in the world, and Kendrick Lamar kind of came under his wing, right? They're on the same label. Didn't they tour together? Didn't Kendrick open for Drake sometimes?
They used to be cool, yeah. This really beef goes back a long ways. In the Black Panther movie, there's a song that Kendrick did the soundtrack for called All the Stars. He performed it during the halftime show, and that was really one of the first actual disses toward Drake, because he has felt like Drake has kind of undermined him, done some dissing toward him, and not had any accountability for it. And so it's been a longer standing beef than many realize, but it's a lot more explicit now and in the open than ever before.
So the two rappers then are dropping tracks that are critical of each other. At one point last year, a flurry of them. It seemed like a new song would come out every day. And it was extraordinary how these songs were popping and the accusations that came back and forth. And then I said, the coup de grace, the mother of them all, is that Not Like Us song. And the line you use, they not like us, in which Kendrick Lamar accused Drake of being a pedophile. There's no evidence to that. He's uncomfortably cozy with maybe teenage girls sometimes online. When Billie Eilish said, tomorrow I turn 18, Kendrick Lamar posted, can't wait, which is a bad look, especially for a grown man. So what's that all about? Drake is really one of the biggest stars in the world, though, and this charge of pedophilia against him is what's not only fueling the debate right now, but also is the source of a $400 million lawsuit. Right, Brandon?
Yes, which is unprecedented. It, usually the unspoken rule in rap beef and hip-hop battles is you keep it to the hip-hop. You keep it on the songs. You don't really involve lawyers. And I can't fathom Jay-Z suing Nas or Tupac suing Biggie. It just took it to a different level that I don't think anybody was ready for, and kind of underscored Kendrick's point. Drake is not a a man who respects hip-hop culture. He is a practicer of hip-hop, but he's not someone who's actually from or doing hip-hop. And so that's really what Not Like Us was about, just reclaiming that and preserving that legacy, who this is really for and who really is carrying forth that legacy. But overall, John, I mean, look, the Drake and Kendrick beef, the accusations back and forth, I gotta let people know out here, yes, Kendrick put out a baseless accusation with the pedophilia, but Kendrick, in one of his early diss tracks, warned Drake, let's keep it friendly. Let's keep it to the sport. And it's Drake who decided to involve his Kendrick's wife and started talking about Kendrick's kids and made it personal, and that's where Kendrick said, okay, time to take the gloves off. So definitely, this is what rap beefs do. They tend to go low. They tend to get personal. Accusations fly wildly. But to involve lawsuits, I just think is completely, honestly, cowardly. But I love that Kendrick referenced it. I think he made a choice not to say pedophile in the halftime performance because of the lawsuit. But he still did the rest of the song.
Say, Drake, I hear you like them young. You better not ever go to cell block one. Certified pedophile is part of a lyric from that song. And about that lawsuit that you're talking about, Brandon,
yeah.
Drake is not suing Kendrick Lamar. He's suing the label because it's the label that is trading on this. Obviously, both of them are, but he's going after the label because if you look at the album art for that track, it shows an aerial shot of Drake's house, and then it's got all of those pedophile markers that would appear on a map where pedophiles have to be listed, and they're all over the roof of his home. That's pretty spectacular, isn't it?
It's very spectacular, especially since both are on the same label, right? Drake is also accusing this label of manipulating streams and having a campaign to try to tank Drake, which doesn't make a lot of sense. And many legal experts who have looked at this lawsuit believe a lot of it's baseless and doesn't have much merit in terms of how far it can go.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens, though. I'm no legal expert.
Let me ask you this question, though. Why is Not Like Us, why is that song so popular?
Man, I think it's so popular because one, it's a catchy song. It's got that classic California hip-hop beat to it. But also, just the mantra, Not Like Us, is a rallying cry. It kind of gets to the heart of what this whole thing is about. Hip-hop music is a proud black art form. And Drake in his diss before Kendrick dropped Not Like Us, He said to Kendrick, you're always rapping like you're trying to get the slaves freed. And a lot of folks heard that and felt offended. Like, why Drake, who claims to be a black man and is part black, why would you think there's a problem with having songs about liberation, songs about freedom? That's what hip-hop's history is about. That's the culture itself. And so Kendrick drew a line in the sand and said, hey, they're not like us. There are people who are on the outside looking in. They're taking the parts of hip-hop they like, and they're trying to commercialize it. But at the heart, the art form is inherently political. It's inherently about black upliftment. And Drake doesn't seem to get that. So that song, like much of Kendrick's songs, is about passion. It's about joy through pain. I think that's why the songs resonated so much and become really the song of the year, and maybe next year, too.
I messed up the names, too, by the way. It was Drake that posted Can't Wait, not Kendrick Lamar. Thank you for that correction.
Right.
We're talking to Brandon Pope, the Emmy Award-winning TV host. He's on our Mincing Rascals podcast. You see, read, and hear Brandon all around Chicago on all sorts of platforms and media. And I knew that he knew more about this than I did. And it does seem to be part of your musical background more so than mine. So I'm not saying you're the greatest music expert in the world, but you're dialed into this music. You understand it, and I appreciate
man.
That. But here's the thing, though.
I know where I was when those disses were dropping. It was quite a moment.
Well, I remember where I was because my kid was so animated about it. He goes, oh, my God, can you believe this? And I wasn't paying that much attention, but I pay attention to my kids, and I knew they were really animated by this. And I guess a lot of people were, right?
Oh, absolutely. It was the speed of it all. It was It was the precision. It was Kendrick's quickness with his response. He dropped a diss track and then another one almost 30 minutes later. I've never seen anything like that. And it really just created a collective moment of fun.
I know, but here's the thing that I really do struggle getting my head around is if, and this is why I asked you, why is the song so popular? I appreciate your answer. It's good music and it speaks to the culture, etc. But it is accusing the other guy of being a pedophile. And yet that song is being repeated, played, and sung at events, at wedding receptions, as the New York Times said, at bar mitzvahs. 13-year-old Jewish kids are singing this song. And I said to Griffin, I said, what do they do when some of those words come up? And Griff goes, sometimes it's awkward. The white people will edit themselves. Maybe they repeat the lyrics per se. But I think it's crazy that everybody is loving a song that is accusing some guy, maybe wrongly, maybe rightly, of pedophilia. I mean, of all things, that's insane.
Well, when you break it down like that, John, yeah, it does sound kind of wild.
that is, nothing I said is incorrect, but maybe, maybe I'm not, so something Griffin went down this road a little bit with me. He goes, well, you're taking it too literally. You're analyzing it too much. You know, it's really just a rap battle between these two guys. And this is a low blow, but this isn't testimony in a court of law. I don't know. What do you make of all of that, Brandon?
Yeah, look, I think ultimately you go to the history of hip hop, people making baseless accusations at each other. That's kind of how it goes, right? I mean, sadly, sometimes it goes deeper than that. It gets violent in some hip-hop battles. Fortunately, that's not what happened here.
I wondered about that, yeah.
Yeah, fortunately, that didn't happen. We know with, you know, Tupac and Biggie and some others, things did get really escalated, and nobody wants that, right? And I'm thankful that didn't happen. They kept it to the music, and Kendrick really wanted it to be kept to just music. But Drake made a lot of accusations about Kendrick Lamar. He called Kendrick Lamar a domestic abuser. He accused Kendrick Lamar of being a man who beats women. And there's no credibility to those accusations either. And so it just felt like at that point, all the rules were out the window in terms of staying accurate. You know, and we got to remember, these guys don't have journalism ethics like you and me. They're just doing it for the clicks at this point.
Right,
and
right.
Kendrick wanted that because enough people have seen a trend from Drake and a lot of questionable behavior to, you know, maybe, I don't want to say believe it, but put some credence to it. And Drake has not helped himself in the way he's behaved either.
Well, it's hard to slander a public figure. The bar is higher. But one of the things about defamation is you have to say something that's not true, and you have to know it's not true. And if a record label is putting out an album or a song, rather, or if an artist is recording a song and pushing it out there, and they know it's not true, and it's that accusation, one wonders if there's some liability there. And you're not an attorney, but I don't think that criticism is baseless. That seems to be a reasonable complaint on Drake's part to me.
It might be, and we'll have to see what the court case brings out. We know that there's accusations out there. Drake has been accused of misconduct before. He's been accused of having inappropriate relationships with younger women. And so if Drake is confident that he can win this case, we'll have to see how it plays out. But at the end of the day, the big joker here, in a sense, when we talk like as if it's a card game, is the accusations Drake also made toward Kendrick. Kendrick could countersue for defamation as well.
That's interesting.
I'm not sure he will, but you know, it could go to that if it needs to.
Especially since, as you said, that's not normally how these battles get settled with attorneys. And
I
take that point.
Yeah, bringing lawyers into it is just—it's not cool.
But Brandon Pope is. Emmy Award-winning TV host and our friend on the Mincing Rascals panel. Brandon, nice to talk to you today. Thanks for sort of the background on that story and then the subtext to the halftime show. I'm glad you gave us some insight.
Of course. Great honor, bud.